You're holding the Tzadik Gimel Amar Aleph on top. But the Gemara says again, the Rambam Yehuda Mashmo that Chaylev Shehabosa Choyfur Oisai, any Chaylev you have in the animal that is meat, there's Bosa covering it over, is Mut, you'll not eat it. That's not in the category of the Yisra of Chaylev. Alma, what do we see? That when the Torah says Shal HaKsolim, the Torah says the fat on top of the loins, it says Shal HaKsolim, so we know to Darshan what it means to say is the Torah does not mean to say the fat that's inside the loins, but only the one that's on top of it. So therefore, Hochinami Bayas also the same thing. The Torah only said the fat that's above the kidneys. That has the Yisachelev on it. But not the fat, not these chuta, not these strings, not like these veins that go through the kidneys, they don't have the Yisachelev on it. Therefore, it's mutetit, those chutin. Now, Gufa, what we just had before, Omer Rab Abba, Omer Rab Yud, Omer Shmuel, and Omer Shmuel, that Chaylev, the fat, Shehabosa Chayfroisai, any fat that's covered up with flesh, with meat, the Locher is muta. So such fat is not b'chol the yisur of chaylev shal haklois alak solim, and therefore it's muta. It's more a question, any it's not that way. For your omer of Abba, omer of Yudah Mashmuel, that high tarba the tuse masna, he said this fat, the fat that's under the loins, mitus the tuse masna underneath the loins, also it's also teat. So chol the kashrus, even though there's the loins, there's this flesh covering it up on top. Still, you see, you could have chaylev that's covered up with flesh, with basar, and so it's also bachila, has an Yisra chaylev on it. Smara says, no, there, that fat underneath the masni is Omra Baye Behema Bechaye, when the Behema is alive and walking, Peruke Mifrika. It, like the animal itself, its limbs like become dislocated, like it moves around. And therefore, there are times that that fat is not covered up with meat. That's why it's also. Rashi says, Peruke Mifrika means Kishi Aleches, when the animal is moving, a Vereo Noyim, the limbs like move around, or Mis Noyim, Pomim Shein, Nim Shochem, Kalpim, something gets moved upwards, and Vak Solim, and therefore the loins, Nim Shochem, Kalpim, to come downwards. And at such a time, Vieina Chelav Nechasaben, so there is a time when the fat is not covered up with the flesh, therefore it's not a kasher why that Chelav is also. The Omer Rav Yechanan says, Omer Rav Yechanan, that Ano Yishinomi, Ano Lav Tavchano, V'Lav Bat Tavchano. I myself am not a butcher, and not the son of a butcher. But on the Hirino, Yishinom, but I remember, Ta'ochi Hevi Amr Be Midrasha, that this is the word they used to say in the Beis Medrash, when you used to learn in the Beis Medrash, this is the word they used to say, they used to say over in the Beis Medrash, that Behema Bechayel, an animal, when it's alive, is peruke mifrika, like its limbs will become moving around, dislocated. It's like we just said, that the pshat is this chaylev sometimes becomes uncovered, so it's not covered up by flesh. That's why here it has nisa chaylev. Therefore, the other chaylev, since it's covered up with flesh, it has no isa chaylev on it. Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, chaylev shal hamasais, the fat that's upon the masos, again that's one of the stomachs in the behemoth, that the chaylev is on top of this, or else the beis hakosis, or else the fat that's on top of the beis hakosis, also these are two parts of the stomach of the behemoth. Rashi says a masos beis hakosis b'soif hakerev, that's the end of it. For loizel iker chaylev amachaseh hakerev, that's not the main part of the fat that's covering up the chaylev, the kerev shekorin tilo. Shutusav krum, that's the ikka fat. But this fat is also was. It is also called part of the chaylev hamachas as a kerev. Therefore, he says the chaylev that's on top of the masas and the beis hakosis, these two parts of the stomach of a behemah, is asurim and vienus chorus. Whoever eats from this fat, he's chayev chorus. That's the real fat of a behemah. Vizel chaylev shala kerev. This is the fat on top of the kerev, the insides. The Torah says the chaylev, shalak kerev, means the fats, it's included in this, the fat on top of the masos and the basic cases. Omer Rebbe Abba, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Haitabo De Kali Busto. He says this fat of the Kabbalista is also of Yehudah's Chorus. It's also Osir, and if you did Yechayev Chorus, Bizel Chelu Shalak Solim. This is called the fat upon the loins, the Torah says. So Rashi says Tarbo Dikuli Busto. Rashi says Etzem Kotanu, it's a small bone. Or Munach Al Etzem, it's on top of another bone. Shekur and Henko. Or Mechubula Chulius. It's attached like to the chulius, the vertebrates, by the tail, milmal on top, and the all of yesh chelev on top of this, there's some fat. So kids, this fat is also awesome in the raisa, and that's also called part of the fat, shalak solim, the fat on top of the loins. Now the yomer rabba, omer rab yudom ashmuel, name of Shmuel, that chutin shabiyad, you know the veins in the hand, the chutin shabiyad. Asurin, the yoso have a nisa chelev on it. So Rashi says, chutin shebiyad means shonu noit lemina kosef. That the we take off from the shoulders, those chutin, those veins, have a nisa chelev on it. There's a small veins there. They have a nisa chelev. So Rav Safra said back that Moshe, did the sake of Talmud Chacham, mi omer rachmon, the Torah said, letecho bisro. So the Torah said, now let eat meat. Like, for what purpose are these veins also? Who are these veins? Are only boso? How can you say it's also? Some of Rav said back, Moshe, like I said back to him, Moshe, Tamachochem, like Miyomer Rachmon Ochol Doma. Did the Torah say you'll not eat blood? There is a question of these chutim is not as the Yisachayvah Shemrei, but there's a lot of blood in these veins. Therefore, you can't eat the veins the way they are. So, like Miyomer Rachmon Ochol Doma, the Torah say eat blood. So therefore, you can't eat the chutim the way they are. But enech nami chotcho. But if you would cut off these limbs or molchay, and then you would salt it, afil l'gedayu nami shapadami, then you even let it cook up this meat in a pot. Then it would be okay. Because only saying you can't eat the chutim the way they are, the complete vein. But if you cut it up, cut it into pieces, and then salt it, enech nami, you could get the dam out, and then it'd be muta b'achila. So kisa the yisur is not mishum chelev. But the issue is Mishum Adam. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Reish Meyo. So here's the name of Shmuel, that the fat that's upon the first part of the intestines, that means Reish Meyo, the beginning. Rashi says Kishadak in Yotzim in a cave, when the dak and the intestines come out of the stomach, so Lagara Chelu Shaleim Orech Amo, you have to scrape off that first length of fat there, an amma's worth. So that's called Reish Meya, the beginning of the intestines, Piyamta. One amma's worth of it is Boi Gerera. You have to peel off, scrape off that fat. The Zel Chelev Shaladakin. That's called the fat that's on top of the dakin, on top of the intestines. The Torah calls that an Issa Chelev. So Rashi says, "V'zeh chelav shaladakin shenechlo kubor b'shmov b'kiva b'elu treifus." Had a machlokes before in elu treifus. This is also not. So on this chelav is the machlokes. That's called chelav shaladakin. The Yomer Rav Yehuda says, "Chutin shebukitz." He says again. So Yomer Rav Yehuda, "Chutin shebukitz asurin." These veins are in the ukitz. Some call it the rump. That's also. Let us nisa chelav on it. Rashi says, Shebukitz means henk. Rezahainu hei chutim tekafli plukish. These are the five veins there. Ukitz is the henker. Now, chamisha chute ispei tekafli. You should know there are five veins there in the loins. There are five veins there. Chamisha chutin ispei tekafla. Tlosa miyemina vetatim ismailo. There are three on the right side and two on the left side. Now, tlosso mifsle l'trei, out of these, like each one of the three veins, they branch into two. And trei mifsle l'tlosso tlosso. And each one of the two veins, they branch off into three veins. Smor says, nafkamina, what's the difference between this here? Nafkamina is, Tisholof lehu, if you like pull out these veins, if you remove the veins, ad chamimi, while it's still, when the flesh is still warm, like we just shechted, when still warm, you should know mishtalfi. You'll be able to accept, you'll be able to get them out easy. The loy, but if you don't pull them out when it's still fresh, when it's still warm, the meat, then boy, chatuti basrayu. You have to do a good job and follow them up to make sure you get out all this amount of veins. That's why it's good to know that this branched off into two, and these branched off into three. The Rashi says, boy, lechtuti basrayu. You have to check out, dig out after them. Achiyim sabemisrazet, you find this amount of number. Veroishen echod mechub b'shedro, veroishen of tzolom nedvokim ta'achas achozo proshet tzol. That's how long these veins are. It's an eitzah tova to pull them out right away when the meat is still fresh and not wait till later. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, v'teima Rav Yehuda, some say Rav Yehuda said, chamisha chutin hevei, there are five veins over there. Hevei, Rashi's hei mekoimis, the ven chutin shalisa. There are five different places that you have veins that are osetitim. Now, tlosim mishum tarba, three of these veins, which will explain which one, are osetim mishum adin of chelev, of fat, or train mishum dama, and two of these veins are osetim because they have a lot of blood inside them. So like this, the tachli, the veins that go by the spleen, or the kafli, the one that goes by the loins, or the kalisa, and the one that goes into the kidneys, mishum tarba. Those veins are also mishum chelev, mishum disa fat. But the yoda, the veins that go in like the yod in the hands, in the limb, or else udaloi, or the ones that goes through the cheeks. Rashi says the yodamin shebiyad loy shebalechi v'chut and dak, and the small veins dehu to choshev. Hilka river said letoni mizukei tzav. Not talking about the veins of the neck. Shafei mishum dam, they're also osim mishum dam. But here we're talking about the small veins. So kids, the veins in the yod in the hand, or in the lech, or in the cheek, mishum dama. Those veins are also because they have a lot of blood inside them. So Mura says, l'may naf kumina, what's the difference? Hani di mishum dama, the ones that are only osim mishum blood, imach techlu, if you cut them up, or molechlu, and you salt them, shapidami, then you'll be allowed to eat from them. But hanech, les lu tekanta. But the other three veins that are also mishum diyasa chelev, and then there's not the counter, those you can't fix up. Omer Rav Kano, v'teim Rav Yehuda, so counter the name of Rav Yehuda, that chamisha karmei hevei, there are five different kromim, there are five different types of membranes there are, and also they have these different halachas. That's called chamisha karmei hevei, plus mishum darb tarbo. Three of these membranes are also because of the yisur of fat, and retray mishum dama, and two of them are also with the yisur of blood. So the same thing now. The tachli, this membrane around the spleen, the kafli, the ones around the loins, or the kalisa, the ones around the kidneys, those are mishum tama, those are also mishum the yisur of fat. And the bayi, the membrane that goes around the beitzim of the testicles of the animal, or the mukra, or else the ones that goes around the brain, that's mishum dama. Those are also mishum blood. Rashi says the mukra means shalhamayich. That's the membrane that goes over the head. That's also Rashi says the beyim means Rashi's beitzim shozocha. These two are also, these membranes have a lot of blood in it. They're also mishum dam. We have Yehuda bar Oishio have a kokolaflei tachli. Rav Yehuda, he was once scraping off the fat from the spleen. He was like scraping it off. Kolafle tachle, lelevi bread Rav Huna bachia. He was doing it for Levi, the son of Huna bachia. And have a kogoyim lemiloi. He was like cutting away the fat only on the upper part of it. He didn't go straight into it. Only on the upper part he was cutting it away. That's called have a kogoyim lemiloi. Is omelis, he said back to him, no, it's not enough just to cut off the upper membrane, but rather chuspe tfei, dig in deeper. Rashi says shlo yehi kolfein ela begoyva the makom uvav shul mechubisham leklekum lechelev yomle kolif pray dat mato. Let go down further, cut down, go lower down, like take out more fat. So not just to cut the top layer, but told him to go dig down a little bit further in. So also Avu, his father came. Askeche found them. Omalei said to them like this, Hoch Yomer Avu Adimach. This is what the father of your mother said. Mishum the Rav, the name of Rav. Umani, who is that? Rav Yirmi Barabba. That Leosra Torah Le Shal Hadad Bovad. The Torah only Yasid, the fat that's on top of the dad, that's all. Rashi says it means the krum shall mokamuvav, only the top krum, the top membrane, that thick membrane, that's the only membrane that's also mishum fats. But not the low, what's lower down, so you don't have to cut off, lower down. Shemur says, Eini, it's not that way. V'yomarav hamnuna. Tona will learn krum shal hatchol, that this membrane that's around the spleen is also tossetidit, but v'yein chayov molov, you know there's no isidi raisa. Mash mitzoni yosem drabonin, not midi raisa. So question is, hechidam, what are we talking about? What type of membrane is this over the tchol? Hechidam. Ilem, if you want to tell me, shal hadad, the one that the membrane is on top of it, on top of the spleen, by the dad there, that's where this membrane is. Amayin chayov molov, why aren't you chayv on that? That's Ika Chelev. Rashi says, well, Chelev, HaKerev, it's not much the Chelev or the Kerev. So why do you say it's only Yosem Drabonin? Elad must be the Kulya. Rashi says that Elad the Kulya means Shel Tchul Kulya, means the membrane going around the whole Tchel, around the whole spleen. You see, the whole spleen, taka, the krum around the whole thing is also. So Amlai said, Vakam Enechnami, Tanya Tanya, if you learn like that, you learn like that, Enechnami. But Mashmi, he himself does not change his psak. Now the Gemara says, Gufu, what we just say, Omer Rav Hamnuna, Tony, we learned, Krum Shal HaTchoil, the membrane that's over the spleen, is also tzosati from it, but V'yein Chani Ochayav Molo, V'inat Chayav Koros of Edith, that also midiraisa Mashmi. Krum Shal Gabi Kulya, but the membrane that's over the Kulya, the membrane which goes over the kidneys, that's also, and also the enchayov molov. You're not chayiv koros feeding it. So first the question, is that true? For a time you will learn chayiv molov, we learn that you are chayiv. So Mer says, so of course the theorem, both these about the spleen and the kidneys. So Mer says, tcholat cholakash, there's no theorem upon this membrane. Over the spleen, ho kineged adad. What when would you say it's also? That means the membrane that's over the dad of the spleen. That part of it, the top part of it, that's like also midiraisa, and that yichayiv. And hosh loy kineged hadad, and that we say you're not chayiv olov. That's the membrane that's not kineged the top part, but not kineged the dad. That's not also midiraisa. And kuliyal kuliyanamilakasha. Also, there's no theory about the membrane over the kidneys. That one says it's also, one says it's not also. I'll tell you, ho bi loy, ho batitoy. One is talking about the top part of the kidneys, and one is talking about the bottom part. Rashi says, Eloi means the top part, Chelev Mamish, Shalachloi, that's Mamish, the fat on top of the kidneys. Yeshlov Krum Dak, that has a membrane, and that's Mamish Chelev Gomer. But Tisoi, the bottom part, there is not also Midiraisa. The lower part, that membrane there is not also Midiraisa. Nothing more says, Beya Chashuta. What's the locher of? Rashi says it means Beitzei Zohar, Hamoirim Begufoi. The Beitzim of a Behemoth Zohar, that's crushed there like it's hanging there. So, Beya Chashuta. So, Rav Ami Ravasi, Chadom also, one says it's also heat from it. Rashi says, Mishumeva Menachai, the Yafagab the Tolibay, Kechatuchim Domi, since it's like crushed. So therefore, even though it's still attached, but it's called like it's cut off already. So therefore, since this happened before the Shechita, it's still like Eva Menachai, it's also treated even later after the Shechita. For Chad Shari, one says, no, it's Muta. You make a Shechita, and the mother later, it still becomes Muta. So what's the Svara? Man, the Yosef, the one that says, no, it's also, it has Nisa Eva Menachai already. Me, the Loi Kobarian, since this will not be able to heal anymore, it can't recover.